is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. From the surface of the planet Earth, we're going into low Earth orbit, but not very long. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, and in low Earth orbit right now is a danger to planet Earth. It is a booster that Bob has identified over the years as troubled and then solved by the PRC. This is the Chinese Communist Party's biggest booster. It's called the Long March 5B. Bob, a very good evening to you. This is a lead story because you've identified that China is either ignorant or indifferent to the facts of the matter of putting tons of metal into the low Earth orbit and then not being able to control it. Please explain, Bob. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, very quickly, the Outer Space Treaty, which China is a signatory to, requires that everyone who puts objects into space control their reentry to Earth, especially if they know they're going to hit the ground. You've got to know where they're going to come down. You've got to aim them over the ocean so no one gets hit. Russians had some trouble in the Soviet era where they had a Cosmos satellite come down into Canada, and they very properly cleaned it up, just as we did when Skylab came down. But it's been decades since anybody has allowed large objects to come down on the ground uncontrolled, decades, until May of 2020. China developed this Long March 5B rocket. And the way it's designed, it has strap-on boosters that combine with a core stage to get the thing in orbit to put up big payloads. And this, they put up their first module of their space station just about 2 weeks ago using this rocket. But the way it's designed, after the strap-on boosters separate and fall back to Earth, the core stage fires and gets everything up into orbit and then separates. And once the core stage turns its engines off, they cannot restart it. And it weighs 21 metric tons, and it's in a low orbit, which means it's going to return to Earth quickly. That orbit will decay. It's low enough so that the atmosphere will slow it down. It'll come back to Earth. But since they can't start the engine again, they cannot control its reentry. Now, this launch 2 weeks ago was the second Long March 5B launch. The first one took place in May in 2020, and we talked about that then, John, about how it was potentially a problem. That core stage hit the Atlantic Ocean 6 days after launch. It came down harmlessly in the ocean, but if it had come down just 15 to 30 minutes earlier, it would have come down on U.S. soil, possibly on top of New York City. Now, this stage is up there tumbling around in low orbit right now. It's now presently predicted to come down in a window that's 28 hours long, centered on May 9th, which is, at the end of this week, Sunday. I'm putting up a map on Behind the Black where it's going. But right now, that center point is in the Pacific, but it's only about 25 minutes prior to that orbit crossing Mexico and the continental United States. And it's very hard to predict when these things come down. You really can't ever narrow the window to less than half an orbit. So if this prediction holds, and it's going to change, but if it tells, and this thing just stays up a little bit longer, it's coming down on the U.S. Now, it's 21 tons big. It means that some sections are going to hit the ground. It's going to be kind of comparable to the Columbia disaster, which, broke up over the U.S. and spewed debris across Texas and the southwest United States. No one got hurt in that. But it's unconscionable that China would do this. What happened with Columbia was an accident. It was not intended. It was a mistake. It was tragic. This is a case where they launched this rocket knowing in advance this is what's going to happen. Bob, and they know that every Long March 5B launch is going to do the same exact thing. That is a direct violation of the Outer Space Treaty, which they're a signatory to. It tells us that they don't really care. They drop stages on their own villages and have traditionally for decades, but this is now deciding they have the right to drop stages on everyone else in the world without compunction.
Bob, this is a design flaw. This isn't an accident. No. They build a booster they're going to count on to launch major pieces of their space station over the next year. And each time, it's a roulette. We're playing roulette, Russian roulette or Chinese roulette. And also, this is a booster that is integral to their plans for the moon colony. So that now going forward for the next decade, they're going to launch missiles that can fall anywhere on Earth and they have no control. Bob, is there anything we can say or do as the United States or any of the allies who are now involved in space launches to stop China from bombarding Earth?
Well, you know, I have no idea. I mean, obviously, if the Biden administration was willing to put forth hard, and other nations as well, hard sanctions against China, they will listen because they did so under the Trump administration. They backed down on a lot of things during the Trump administration because he was very hard-nosed to them. He said, you stop or we're going to hit you hard. And he hit them hard and they backed off and they stopped. Well, the Biden administration has got to do the same kind of thing, and so do other nations of the world. I will tell you, if this doesn't launch early, if it ends up landing late instead of early, Australia, India, the Middle East, and Southern Europe are all threatened by this as well as Africa.
Bob, was there any reason they couldn't develop the same system that SpaceX has to bring the booster back down again?
Well, I mean, you know, this is technology. We got to work on it. But they, you know, the reason the 5B launches the way it does, I think, is because the Long March 5, the first stage engines as designed were underpowered. And so they redesigned it to make it more powerful, but I don't think it's powerful enough to get their modules up for their space station. And so what they did is they came up with the 5B, which I think uses solid rocket strap-ons. And so that makes this rocket designed as it is. And you're right. Every module that goes up for their station, they've got at least two more coming. Every long-distance mission to up other planets is probably going to use this core stage. So this is going to happen a lot. This is not to say we don't know that they're scrambling to come up with a new design, but it's unconscionable that they would do this now, having signed a treaty. That just because they're in a hurry to put that space station up, you don't design something that's in this manner, John.
I mentioned, Bob, that in crude taste, an official tweet from the Chinese government mocked the funeral pyres in India by using a photograph of the fire from Long March 5's takeoff. That was their mockery of India's problems. But what you've just identified is that the Communist Party is not in the 21st century for space engineering.
Yeah. I will tell you, it's been totally rejected now from the very, very beginning. Our space treaty was signed in 1967.
Right.
No nation has done this kind of thing intentionally. No nation has done this intentionally since the signing of that treaty. None. Soviet Union and Russia, when they have had objects fall, it was because of mistakes or engineering problems, not because of intentional design. When Skylab fell, our space station, it was because we couldn't get the booster up that was supposed to keep that in orbit as planned. There was mistakes in Congress that screwed that up. But nonetheless, it was not designed to do what it did. In this case, they have designed their rocket to fall on people's heads.
All right, let's come back to Earth. We will attend the Chinese flaw. But right now, we're looking at the positive. Blue Origin. Blue Origin is a Bezos' company. He owns it entirely. And they're selling tickets for what, Bob?
Well, it appears finally their suborbital tourist capsule, reusable capsule, New Shepard, is getting close to being able to do commercial launches. And so Blue Origin has announced that they're going to begin selling tickets for tourist flights this week. And they haven't announced the price yet, but they will. And they haven't announced the date of when those flights will happen. But they've said from the beginning that they will only start issuing tickets when they know they're going to do commercial flights. So stay tuned for that announcement. I will say it's really interesting, John. This company came in much later than Virgin Galactic, and it looks like it's going to be commercially operational before Virgin Galactic. Which I'll very quickly say has delayed its quarterly earnings report because it's going to be a terrible earnings report, and to release the earnings report at the same time as that Blue Origin ticket sale announcement would really look bad. And so if they try to keep their stock price up, they've delayed their quarterly earnings.
I have no comment, Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes.
None whatsoever. Yes. We go immediately to something I celebrate. Firefly, they've raised money. How much?
Another $75 million in investment capital. Firefly is the startup small sat rocket company. They have a tiny rocket called Alpha, though they intend to build bigger ones, and they hope to launch Alpha this year. They are a company that came out of the ashes. They had gone bankrupt, and then they got investment capital to come out of it, and a billionaire came out of the woodwork, bought them up at the auction, and basically brought them back to life. And right now they look like they could become the next big startup after Rocket Lab. We'll have to see. Their first rocket launch was supposed to happen in December, then it got delayed till March. They're now aiming for mid-June. But they've reached $75 million, and they hope to do another investment round later this year to bring in another $300 million.
All right, the FAA, is approving the Starship flights for 15. Does this mean 15 is going to fly three times, Bob, or is it 15?
No,
16,
no, no,
17?
No. What the FAA has approved is SpaceX's right to do three more Starship test flights with prototypes similar to 15,
okay,
the 15th,
okay,
that is getting ready to fly. The prototypes 16 and 17, I think, are comparable to this, and they are going to be ready to fly. So if 15 flies more than once, they can do it three times. If 15 crashes, they can do 16 and then 17. But the FAA, to streamline things, thank goodness, has authorized the next three flights with this design of prototype. And so stay tuned. There's going to be a lot of flights of Starship over the coming months.
Someday it will be a trivia question for the geeks of the 22nd century. How come Elon Musk, that pioneer of the Mars colonies, went from Starship 13 to Starship 15? What happened in between? Well, what happened, Bob, is it 13 to 15 or 12 to 15?
No, it was 11 to 15.
11 to 15. The other one, as I recall, the explanation is they had changed the design so much. You told me, Bob, they changed the design so much they just went straight to 15 using the others for parts.
Yes, exactly. What happened is that these are prototypes, and so you do test flights. You learn from those test flights. They flew 10 and 11 and realized they could make changes in 15 to make it better, and there was no reason to fly the similar 12, 13, and 14. So they took them apart, and they went straight to 15 with the incorporated upgrades based on those flights of 10 and 11. And that's how a good prototype program works. And so 15 is getting set, as well as 16 and 17. They say that prototypes 20 and beyond will be designed for orbital. So we're going to have to see how this goes, John. It's kind of
Starship won NASA's attention for the Lunar Lander contract, but they've suspended that award for what, Bob? What has happened?
Well, we've talked about this. The NASA awarded SpaceX the contract for its manned lunar lander to SpaceX, using its Starship, a Starship design that would land on the moon. That contract was originally supposed to be two companies getting the contract. NASA didn't have the budget, so they gave it solely to SpaceX. Well, the two other competing companies, Dynetics and Blue Origin, have both protested. And because of the protests, NASA just simply cannot pay any money yet to SpaceX on its contract until those protests are settled one way or the other. So they suspended payments. Now, this doesn't affect Starship because SpaceX, two-thirds, it already has $6 billion raised privately for Starship, and it's proceeding with development regardless of whether NASA gets
Bob,
its money.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Beyond the Black. This is John Batchelor, CBS Eye on the World.